brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For at least a year, they have been selecting passengers randomly for enhanced pat-down. And I've seen it on CBS News, ABC. We've got video clips from mainstream news in the video that's linked up on the Drudge Report today, where it shows them actually squeezing women's breast. And this has been hidden in plain view and hasn't even been an issue in this country. There hasn't been a big public debate about it. And now ABC News reporters, New York Times reporters, and others, they're going through, they're having their genitals grabbed, and they actually go up and touch you, squeeze. They've had their wives' breasts touched, and people are flipping out because now the federal government's announcing, just a month ago it was, if you don't go through the naked body scanner and opt out because of the radiation, not to mention the Fourth Amendment violation of your rights and the fact that they're saving the images and got caught lying about it and now admit they are, that they scream opt out and take you over and just really squeeze. Many women are on record saying it's hard. It hurts. And this is about training us that we are the property of the government. Just like they've now declassified last year. I told you about it 15 years ago. We were given the secret documents. I then had members of Congress on the last decade who were aware of it. People still couldn't believe it. And now it's admitted, yes, every baby born in America in the last 38, 39 years, what, since about 1972, so 38 years, 39 years, everyone born in this country had your blood secretly taken at birth and put in a Pentagon database, and it's all public. And they said, yeah, because people have been suing them since I've been beating this drum and others have been beating this drum for over a decade. There's been lawsuits in Minnesota and other areas where the feds have lost. So now the feds are just coming out going, hey, we're taking your blood, period. We're putting you in radiation chambers. We're going to fondle your wife and children. This is about total domination and selling people on the fact that they have no rights. Now, if a man was to run up to your wife or your daughter in a park and grab their breast or put their hand between their legs, they would go to prison for probably 5 to 10 years. If there were witnesses to it, the police would arrest you, probably crack you on the head with a billy club. You probably deserve it. You might fall down at the police station for touching a child. You might fall down some stairs. And then you're going to go to jail for probably a decade and be on a sexual predator list for the rest of your life. But if you're the TSA and the government has said do this, it's A-okay. They're setting the precedent that government has one set of rules, we live under another. And it's the same thing with the radiation. There are federal and state laws governing the use of any type of device that projects radiation. Top scientists have admitted on record, LA Times, New York Times, Reuters, that these things can give you cancer, especially long-term exposure. The group in the greatest danger is the TSA workers. There's no radiation badges. There's no discussion. They don't even warn the TSA people. They just sit there day in and day out, 8 hours a day, 300 days a year on average, radiating people and standing and even stepping into the machines to help the people get in proper position. So these are incredible precedents being set. That is one of the top links up on the Drudge Report right now. It was a red link earlier. It's a black link now. TSA fondles woman and children refusing airport naked body scanners. And I would imagine this video will probably get a million views now. The article is up at Infowars.com as well, right in the featured news area. Now, I'm going to tell you about all the guests we've got today. There's a bunch of them coming up. Then we're going to get into quantitative easing, the announcement to butcher the dollar. It's had the effect that we expected. We're going to go over that situation. Navy SEALs caught smuggling bombs into the U.S. to sell to the Mexicans. That's all coming up. This is all very important. Big show today. Stay with us.
GCN and Battery Station are proud to participate in the 8th annual Christmas Drive for the Troops. This year, we're sponsoring the 171st Alpha Troop Ghost Squadron Sniper Unit high up in the mountains of Afghanistan. The conditions will be cold and miserable for these terrorist hunters this Christmas, but we aim to provide these fine troops with the best Christmas possible. A list can be found at batterystation.com. That includes simple items like gloves, socks, unscented bar soap, toothbrushes, and other necessities. To see a list of more desired items or to make a donation, go to batterystation.com or call 417-257-7799 for more information on how to contribute and help show the 171st Alpha Troop that they may be thousands of miles away in the hills of Afghanistan, but they remain close to our hearts. GCN and Battery Station appreciate everyone's help letting the 171st know how much we care, and thank you from the land of the free and the home of the brave.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be one of the most jam-packed, important broadcasts ever. Really thankful that so many of you have joined us on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, satellite, XM, Infowars.com, video streaming of the entire radio / TV show at PrisonPlanet.tv. In fact, this show is so important, I'm going to tell my IT guy, Matt, let's go ahead at the 30-minute mark and put up a free video link of what PrisonPlanet.tv members see every day for everyone in the second, third, and fourth hour. We'll be going 4 hours live today. We have a special guest in studio in the fourth hour. Coming up, Bob Chapman is going to be joining us. And in 30 minutes into that interview, I had a feeling this morning that I needed to call Lindsey Williams. And you notice he talked about the next few months the dollar would start plunging. They would monetize the debt. That's what his source, a former major oil company CEO, told him. He believes, because he hadn't been able to get a hold of him in a few weeks, that the CEO has died. He could barely talk when he talked to him two and a half weeks ago. And we just talked to Lindsey, and he said that he's going to reveal the gentleman's name here first on air. His Mr. X source, so that's coming up in an hour and a half from now. Bob Chapman, Lindsey Williams, Gary Franchi, and then Joe Rogan, host of UFC and comedian and conspiracy theorist, as the mainstream media would call him. Of course, also the host of Fear Factor, News Radio, The Guy Show, Mad TV, good friend of mine. He'll be in studio with us today. I'm looking at all this news and just trying to calm myself before I get into it. It's just what's happening with the dollar is foretold. This has happened in every major society that's had a fiat currency. The founding fathers warned us. The fact that the TSA in just the last month has gone from saying if you refuse the naked body scanners, we're going to do an enhanced pat down to humiliate you and scream at you and make you pull your pants down. That's in the New York Times yesterday. But now the Drudge Report is linked to our report from yesterday. TSA fondles woman and children refusing airport naked body scanners. We only had Michelle in here for one segment because we were already in overdrive and I had to get off air. But I'm going to have her in for 30 minutes with Gary Franchi today. Many of you have talked to Michelle. If you've called for customer service or called to order books and videos, she's one of the three great people we've got up there. And Michelle's been here 5 years. I know her 8-year-old daughter. I know her 20-month-old daughter. They've played with my children many times. We're good friends with her. Her brother also works here. And we're not giving you her last name in case the TSA tries to persecute her, tries to recriminate against her. But anyone who's flown now through a naked body scanner airport, you'll be able to see this. And most of the big airports have it, even medium-sized like San Jose that I saw last Tuesday. And I sat there, as I said, for 20 minutes and watched only women and small children put through it. And then I watched them touching the children, putting their hands between the children's legs. This is really happening. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. So coming up at 1:30 Central today, we're going to have Michelle in studio while Gary Franchi's on with us talking about their new documentary film, Enemy of the State, that's now out that I'm a big part of and has some really powerful breaking news dealing with FEMA camps and forced inoculation programs, some of the law enforcement people that they talk to who've been training for this. And sure, a lot of that's mainstream news now. But you actually get the inside scoop on what they're preparing to do, and it's very frightening. A perfect smokescreen for martial law takeover is to release a bioweapon or a weaponized flu, or to release a weak flu but say it's deadly and then push people to take vaccines that cause all sorts of health problems. They can use that distraction during an economic implosion or during a political crisis for the globalists. They can also start wars, stage terror attacks. They've got a lot of different things in their Swiss Army knife of staged crises. But we're going to be talking about that with Gary coming up as well. Finally got some sleep last night. I was been ill the last few days and with a cold and stayed up doing Coast to Coast AM Wednesday night into Thursday morning. But we are here locked and loaded, ladies and gentlemen, for a completely jam-packed transmission today. Where to begin? Let me just read to you a smattering of just some of the bizarre mainstream news headlines today. C4 seized in Colorado in Navy SEAL smuggling case. C4 seized in Colorado in Navy SEAL smuggling case. Federal authorities say they seized C4 military explosives from the home of Colorado man accused of conspiring with a Navy Special Forces SEAL and a Las Vegas man to smuggle machine guns from Iraq into the U.S. for sale and shipment to Mexico. What's going on in federal court in the last 2 months? the same allegations dealing with Blackwater, now XE. And I've always pointed this out. Almost all of the weapons that the different Mexican drug cartels have been caught with fighting with each other in Mexico, A, you can't buy and own a gun as a private citizen in Mexico, showing that when you don't have a Second Amendment, it increases lawlessness, but there's just mass killings and death going on every day. But B, and probably even more important, is the fact that these guns that are seized, because I've gone and read the different federal cases, are fully automatic. They're hand grenades. They're rocket launchers. It's C4. And most of the guns are not even U.S. Army or U.S. Navy or Marine Corps. Most of them are not M16s. Most of them are not U.S. hand grenades or U.S. rocket launchers or U.S. C4. I mean, you can read these reports. They're out in the news every week. In almost every case, they're German. They're Dutch. And I'm sorry, I'm not knocking Colt, but a M16 does not stand up in firepower, in distance, in accuracy, and in reliability to something like an HK-91, 308. And so I see these guns on the news. I read the reports about them. They're fully auto German guns. Because who is the main supplier to the Mexican military of small arms? And helicopters. And boats. It's the Germans. Because the Germans ran Mexico when Germany was part of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire for a long time, for close to 100 years. Off and on. And they're better guns. So, we know that the Mexican drug cartels are getting most of their weapons from the Mexican military that is selling them out the back door to them. But yes, a lot of it is coming from the U.S. military and mercenary organizations. And then you see, John, why is this so important with all the other news I've got here? Because we see the different federal officials. We see Janet Napolitano. We see FBI Director Mueller. We see the Justice Department Director. We see them all constantly having press conferences, and the Violence Policy Center and Handgun Control Incorporated. Every week I see them having press conferences saying we've got to ban assault weapons, semi-automatic rifles or handguns of any type. That's what they call an assault weapon. In the United States, because it's contributing and is the main source, they lie, of illegal guns in Mexico. When that's not true, these drug cartels have billions of dollars. Okay, they want the best military weapons there are, and it's mainly German. And they're buying them from the Mexican military that's deeply involved in narcotics trafficking. If you don't believe me, I mean, they've been caught doing it many times, but I've been out of Mexico a lot, and you drive around and you see Mexican troops guarding marijuana fields. I mean, it's just that simple. That's no secret. So when they blame our Second Amendment for what's going on in Mexico, Mexico doesn't have a Second Amendment. They have a disarmed population. That's one of the big reasons this is happening. But yes, we do have people in our military because it's a culture of corruption now, especially in special operations and black ops, that are smuggling weapons and selling them to different criminal organizations all over the world. And I've got some other reports here dealing with this case as well. I'm trying to dig out, but they're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. C4 seized in Colorado in Navy SEAL smuggling case. Federal prosecutors and agents in Las Vegas and Colorado say authorities also found grenades. Yeah, you don't buy that at the gun shop. And night vision goggles in Durango, Colorado. Home of 34-year-old Richard Paul. Paul and 36-year-old Andrew Kaufman of Las Vegas are being held on charges they conspired with Navy SEALs Nicholas Bickle to smuggle and sell the weapons to undercover federal agent Nevada. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Coming up in about an hour from now, Lindsey Williams will reveal the former CEO of a major oil company who has been dying of cancer. Lindsey can't get a hold of him and believes he has died, so he can now reveal the name of the individual. I've known the name for years. It's been hidden in plain view. But Lindsay will be joining us with Bob Chapman as well. Bob's coming up in about 35 minutes from now, ahead of him coming on. I'm done talking about the C4Cs in Colorado and Navy SEAL smuggling case, along with U.S.-made hand grenades. That's not from your gun shop, and almost none of it is. So whenever they say we've got to take your Second Amendment because of what's happening in Mexico, you have that information to counter them. I mean, here's the other type of bizarre news I have. Could you give up washing? London Guardian. A growing number of people are cutting down on daily showering and hair washing. So could you join the extreme soap dodgers? They say they're doing it for their carbon footprint and for the earth. The New York Times, they report, goes on to report the new trend towards what's sometimes known as soap dodging. Those who want to cut down on their daily showers, baths, and hair washing were women who swipes a sliced lemon under her armpits instead of deodorant. Another who uses baby wipes to freshen up her lunchtime runs. And a salesman who shampoos only once a month to give up antiperspirant for 3 years. And they go on to say this is not only happening in the U.S., it's happening all over the world. And tissue manufacturer SCA found a 41% of British men and 33% of women don't shower every day, down by 12%. And what did Prince Charles say? He said, don't take baths. And what did the New York Times last year say? They have children in public schools that write fake tickets on their parents and write reports on their parents, leaving the water running while they brush their teeth. Or taking a hot bath, and their children, their 8-year-olds in one case in the article, you know, chastise the mother, and she says, oh, I'm so glad. A lot of different things are happening here, but the main issue is they're training children to spy on their parents. And the children aren't being taught about real things that endanger the environment, like open air, cross species, genetically engineered species, like the new GMO salmon being approved, and you won't even be allowed to read on the label that it's got insect and other fish genes in it, or that it, in major studies, will extinct all other ocean salmon within 44 generations or 44 years, a new generation every year when they spawn. They don't tell you about the Hadron Heavy Collider, where they're openly reporting they're going to try to create an artificial Big Bang that could destroy the planet. But hey, so what? None of that's a problem. Or massive toxic waste dumping. None of that's a problem. You don't wash your hair. You don't take a hot bath. They've already told you what type of toilet you can have. They've already told you what type of light bulbs you can have, what type of refrigerator, what type of washing machine, both dishwashing and clothes washing. They set the precedent to literally have the green police, just like they've had in that Audi television commercial. That's literally what they are announcing they plan to do. That's not a joke. That is conditioning to get you ready for this tyranny. All of the new appliances under federal law by 2014 must have smart chips in them, and through the power lines, data transmission down power lines. I told folks about this 13 years ago when it was in major industry publications and people couldn't believe it. But now it's mainstream. Oh, yes, the power lines themselves will go into the washing machine refrigerator and will go into that chip, and through the power connection, it will tie in and be able to turn your refrigerator off, be able to track what's going on in your refrigerator. You know about the smart meters going in all over the country without them even asking you with your electrical power. The government first said 5 years ago, oh, we're just going to monitor your power. We won't cut your power. Now they say, oh, yes, if you've got your thermostat set at 76, we think that's wrong. We're going to set it at 80 or 82. It's total surveillance going in now. And you've got Prince Charles and his dad, Prince Philip, with literally, last time I checked, 40-plus aircraft, multiple private trains, their own giant yachts the size of ocean liners. They're just palaces everywhere. They've got palaces that are hundreds of square miles of land and buildings. And they grow their own organic food behind those walls. But you don't take a shower. And you watch, they're already starting to propose it, putting taxes on even having a hot tub, a swimming pool, or a bathtub in your house. And in Europe, they're already passing laws to ban or tax fireplaces, and space heaters. Total feudalism. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, to be clear, Bob Chapman's coming up in about 27 minutes to break down quantitative easing 2. Why that's plunging the dollar. Then 30 minutes into that interview, he'll stay with us. We're going to have Lindsey Williams come on. He can now reveal the other information that Mr. X gave him because he can't get a hold of Mr. X. He told him he was set to die. The doctors had told him in the next few weeks he believes he's dead, and he's now allowed to reveal his identity. We've known his identity for a long time. Other people have figured it out, but it's not widely known. We'll confirm it today and give you any of the other key intel that Lindsey Williams can now reveal. We have a free video stream. We do this occasionally to give you an idea of what PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers are seeing at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That video stream box is up there on the site. I would love to always have it free, but when we did the 27-hour marathon and had a free video box up, it cost us more than $3,000 in bandwidth to supply that to the 150,000 individual IPs that logged in and watched it, over 200,000 total connections to the video box in those 27 hours of live transmission. And so that's obviously why we have PrisonPlanet.tv. It's an armory of resistance. It is a place where my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my films, expanded extras that are not in the films or on PrisonPlanet.tv, the archive of all of the simulcast in the last 4.5 years of the radio show in full living video color, and so much more. All of these original interviews that we have been going around in the last 2 years and doing more than 40 interviews in the two films I've been working on, I've just decided to go ahead and take those interviews basically in whole ahead of them coming out in snippets in the films and dump them all on PrisonPlanet.tv. Going up today, the never-before-seen interviews with Jesse Ventura and Willie Nelson together. That's going up today at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Russell Blaylock, an in-depth hour-plus interview with him in person on the toxins in our food and environment, how it's been done by design by the eugenicists. That's going up next week. Just a bunch of other videos for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then we have Gary Franch. He's also going to be on with us. Joe Rogan in studio in the fourth hour of Overdrive. We are also going to have Michelle. I'm not going to say her last name. She's worked here 5 years in customer service, who flew for the first time with her two young daughters, and they were all fondled for refusing to go through the naked body scanners. That's one of the top stories up on the Drudge Report right now. Very appreciative for Drudge picking up on this, because in that 11-minute video snippet from the live show yesterday on Overdrive, it really illustrates the waterfront of what's happening with these body scanners and the incredible off-the-chart violation of our humanity, our dignity, our space, in the name of fighting terrorism, literally now fondling, palms up, the genitals, the breast, everything. No one is putting their hands on my genitals. And they admit they want to do this on the street with mobile vans. They want to introduce this in the schools, in the malls. This is training a giant army of people that think it's normal to do this, and training everyone who flies to put up with it. And Homeland Security's admitted that. Now, I've got climate, energy, and environment section. I've got the health section. I've got the police state section. I've got the incredible war on terror section, U.S. world politics section, the aftermath of the election. I have the naked body scanning info that we're going to be getting into as people really get angry, as airline heads come out and say it's garbage, as Italy removes them. You notice the globalists through Anwar al-Awlaki, their admitted CIA officer, launches all these new parcel bombs blowing up in places like Greece and France. Every time we say no to this, you notice Anwar al-Awlaki, the admitted CIA agent, starts attacking. This is as phony as a $3 bill. That is all coming up. But ahead of Bob Chapman joining us in about 22 minutes from now, I wanted to get into this right now. Bank holiday rumors swirl amidst currency crisis. And all of us that have backup reserves in our businesses, that have backup reserves in banks, or, you know, even if you are engaged in the noble profession of hard work, digging post holes, or cleaning toilets, anybody can move into silver. And it is now time for people to realize they are in the process of killing the dollar and every other major currency ahead of this new SDR they've announced as their solution to the problem they created. With the world on the verge of a currency war, it's actually already going on, as the Federal Reserve follows through with its dollar-killing quantitative easing program, rumors are once again swirling of a bank holiday during which U.S. citizens will be prevented from withdrawing money, or at least limited in the amount of withdrawal they can make, and then afterwards it's devalued. The bank holiday is rumored to be set for next week. Yeah, well, you know, there's rumors flying around that nukes are going to go off tomorrow. I don't believe it. But this is a bank holiday in that they're already devaluing the currency. Why shut down the bank to do it? Though Bob Chapman, a year and a half ago here, said that he saw it on the horizon for a bank holiday within 2 years, and he has sources in the federal government and, most importantly, in the embassies, where a year and a half ago they said, get away from having dollars in your vaults. These embassies have weapons, surveillance gear, currencies, gold, drugs, in case a country falls. And he has confirmed from multiple sources that a year and a half ago, they went from almost 100% dollars in their vaults for during collapse to an index of other currencies and gold, and went away from the dollar ahead of a dollar collapse. So we're going to talk to Bob Chapman about that. So we'll be discussing that limiting the amount of money customers can withdraw or blocking their facility altogether reminds us of a Citigroup advisory that was sent out to customers at the start of the year, which stated that the bank reserved the right to require 7 days advance notice before permitting a withdrawal from all checking accounts. The story stoked fears of the financial interruptions and institutions were preparing for bank runs. Continuing, this is out of Cyber News Service. We also have it up on Infowars.com and PrisonBond.com. Bankruptcy of the U.S. is a mathematical certainty, says former CEO of nation's 10th largest bank, John Allison. I want to get John Allison on if we can, guys. And we have that video clip up there on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you want to see that. Again, I'm going to go over all this with Bob coming up. This is the Financial Times of London. Brazil ready to retaliate for U.S. move in currency war. Brazil, the country that fired the gun on the so-called currency wars, is girding itself for further battle. Brazilian officials from the president down have slammed the Federal Reserve decision to depress U.S. interest rates by buying bullion, by buying billions of dollars of government bonds, warning that it could lead to retaliatory measures. It's no use throwing dollars out of a helicopter, their finance minister said on Thursday. The only result is to devalue the dollar to achieve greater competitiveness on international markets. Continuing here, at a joint press conference with the president-elect, outgoing President Dilma Silva said on Wednesday he would travel the G20 summit in Seoul with the finance minister, ready to take all the necessary measures to not allow our currency to become overvalued and to fight for Brazil's interest. They'll have to face two of us this time, he said. The finance minister went on to state, the last time there was a series of competitive devaluations, it ended in World War II. Again, we'll get Bob Chapman's take on all of this coming up. Here's another one. Oil above $87 a barrel in Asia at highest since early May because of dollar devaluation. Gold surging to all-time high. Silver surging. Fed bond move spurs backlash from Asia to Europe. AP. China, Germany, Brazil warned the Federal Reserve's move to inject money into the U.S. economy might harm the rest of the world, though Beijing said Friday the tactic was understandable because of slow recovery. Here's another one. CNBC. Now, this is the scary one. Dollar at risk of crashing, triggering inflation. Federal Reserve policies have put the U.S. dollar at risk of crashing, which will hammer consumers through higher prices. Investors should brace for a much weaker dollar by diversifying out of the greenback, what did I just say, and into currencies in other countries. They're all being devalued as well. They're in a race. The only thing is gold and silver or property, but that's being devalued. Said Merck Chairman and Chief Investment Officer of Merck Investments of Portland, Maine. But again, I just added the point about get into other currencies. I guess that's a little safer. Merck spoke the day after the Fed said it would embark on a program to buy at least $600 billion to a trillion in treasuries in an effort to pump up the economy by increasing liquidity. They went on to say, I think it's a very wrong policy. Okay, continuing here. U.S. dollar printing is huge risk, says China top bank advisor. Unbridled printing of dollars is the biggest risk to the global economy, an advisor to the Chinese central bank said in comments published last night, a day after the Federal Reserve unveiled a new round of monetary easing. As long as the world exercises no restraint in issuing global currency such as the dollar, and this is not easy, then the occurrence of another crisis is inevitable, as quite a few wise Westerners lament, he said. And they went into talking about how dangerous this is. Here's Kurt Nemo's report on Infowars.com. Dollar begins crash in response to QE2 as gold scores new high. And he basically boils down all these reports that I just covered. An excellent one-stop shop for the info to send out to people. Dollar begins crash in response to QE2 as gold scores new high. Here's the good news. Ron Paul vows renewed Fed audit push next year. And what did Ron Paul say last time he was on? As it becomes evident that the private Federal Reserve generated this crisis, people are going to know who to blame, and it's key to have Ron Paul, Rand Paul, and others in Congress, and Senator DeMintz also speaking about this, to be able to point out who is guilty so that the guilty parties get in trouble for this and the policies can be changed instead of giving them more power. So Ron Paul vows renewed Fed audit push next year. This is out of Reuters here. Republican Representative Ron Paul on Thursday said he will push to examine the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decisions if he takes control of the congressional subcommittee that oversees the central bank as expected in January. That's right. He's set to be the chairman of the banking committee unless they engage in some manipulation, but he's set in seniority to go there. I think he should be Speaker of the House. He has similar seniority to John Boehner and is a million times better. So we'll talk about that with Bob Chapman coming up. And again, I already mentioned bankruptcy of U.S. is mathematical certainty, says former CEO of nation's 10th largest bank. Now, guys, I want to give you a heads up. You guys in the video clips have the little 15-second clip of Bernanke in Congress last year being questioned. And he says, you know, he's asked by the chairman of the committee, you know, will you engage in monetizing debt or quantitative easing? And he says, no, I won't. Do we have that video clip queued up? Here is Reuters. Geithner vows U.S. will not devalue dollar. This was from October 19th, or only 16 days ago. Geithner vows U.S. will not devalue dollar. There's the Reuters report. So just 16 days ago, they were running around lying about this. Here's the economic collapse article that's up on InfoWars that has the short video clip, if you guys are looking for it. Caught in a lie, Bernanke promised Congress the Federal Reserve would not monetize the debt, but now that is exactly what is happening. And let's play that short clip from C-SPAN. Here it is.
Will the Federal Reserve monetize this debt?
The Federal Reserve will not monetize it.
Okay, and the computer cut out a little bit short on that, so let's relaunch that and play it again. You heard him. The Federal Reserve will not monetize debt, and I just read to you, Geithner vows U.S. will not devalue dollar. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner vowed on Monday that the United States would not devalue the dollar for export advantage, saying no country could weaken its currency to gain economic health. It's not going to happen in this country, Geithner told Silicon Valley business leaders of devaluing the dollar. I mean, these guys just lie as a default position. This is a $600 million to trillion-dollar devaluation. Many analysts say it's going to be at least $2.5 trillion, as Bob Chapman said a few months ago. Now mainstream news says it's going to be over $2 trillion if you really look at it. This is very serious news right now. I wanted to go to Ted Anderson ahead of Bob Chapman coming on to give us his breakdown on this. But, Ted, how amazing is this that for years they've been already devaluing the dollar with debt monetization? Now they're massively accelerating that. Every economist out there, all the major governments are saying this is going to kill the dollar and hurt other currencies. And their answer is no, it's not happening. Just like they tell us unemployment is 9.6 when it's been above 22% for years. Ted Anderson.
Yeah, well, what we have is a compounding problem, Alex. As we go into debt in order to stimulate the economy, we have to pay the interest on that debt, which is compounded on top of the debt and interest that we already have to pay from previous problems. Our economy comes into existence because of the fact that we have to go into debt just to get the currency. We've got a compounding problem that's working against us. It's about 100 years old now. It's ballooning and it's going to pop. And it's just like CNBC said, the dollar's at risk of crashing now. I mean, come on. I mean, CNBC is the most liberal, you know, talk radio station out there, and they're saying that the dollar is going to crash. I mean, it just it doesn't bode well for the American people. I mean, what's really disturbing about this whole thing, Alex, is the people that have worked their lives, the retirees, and have a little bit of savings to live on, and they're supposed to now live on this stuff, and they're just going to be thrown out in the cold because everything that they've worked for is going to be, it's going to vanish. It's going to poof. It's going to go away. It's a problem. People think, and I was just talking to somebody yesterday. He says, well, don't you think gold is going to come back down to $900 an ounce and we'll be able to buy it again? And the answer is absolutely not, because the currency is falling and this isn't going to change. They're not going to be able to fix this problem. We are heading on into a crash. And either we let the crash come faster or we let it come slower, but it's accelerating. And no matter how hard you try to prolong and put it off, it's coming. You cannot avoid it because we have way too much debt. We do not have enough productivity to cover the expense of that debt.
And putting it off, every economist we talk to says it'll only make the crash worse. It's like a heroin addict. The further they go down that road, or a alcoholic or anything else, it's only going to get worse as it intensifies. And you've got the former head of the 10th largest U.S. bank saying it's a mathematical certainty. Well, that's what we've always said, because it is a mathematical certainty. But things will be a lot better if we basically arrest these banking heads that have engaged in the derivatives counterfeiting scam, if we write off all that debt and have Congress take control of the currency again. We've got the engine of industry. We could get this economy back.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
All right, going back to Ted Anderson. Here are the headlines. Bankruptcy of the U.S. is a mathematical certainty.
George Strait was singing, seashores of old Mexico.
Bank holiday rumors swirl amidst currency crisis. Fed bond move spurs backlash from Asia to Europe. Oil above 87 on weak dollar. U.S. dollar printing is huge risk. One of the top economists at the Communist Chinese Bank says, Reuters. CNBC, dollar at risk of crashing, triggering inflation. I mean, this is what's happening. Everything we broke down, everything we covered here, everything we warned people about, and I got countless emails and phone calls and articles written about us over the years that we're fearmongers because we said we shouldn't let the central banks create tens of trillions of dollars for themselves, use it when the money had value, and then leave us holding the bag. We've got to pay all this back in tax money, and they're taxing us by devaluing our savings and our purchasing power. They're destroying our dollar, all we had left economically, because we've been deindustrialized. I mean, I cannot express in words how treasonous and horrible this is. This is economic warfare by design. Ted Anderson, where is gold and silver today? And give folks your great gold and silver offers. I hope people take advantage of this and don't wait, because you said last night you were going to have to go up on some of these things. What have you gone up on? What do you still have at the earlier price?
Well, let's go with gold and silver spot first, $13.99.20.
Do I have Ted?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
That the bumper music cut out earlier. And
you
figured,
should be able to hear me, though, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Ted, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
All right, okay. Somebody had a pot down, I bet. We're sitting here with $13.99.20 and $26.95 for silver. I mean, that's almost $27 an ounce. One of the things I did have to raise, but I kept it only to $2, is the video package with the three silver dollars. That's now currently at $89 rather than $87, which is just a smoking hot deal. You just can't. I mean, Alex, they should be passing these videos out. People need to understand what's going on in this economy. Those videos explain it right to the point. It's just, you know, people rather watch video than read a book on it, that's for sure. And for those of you who are procrastinating, Monday we are looking at gold possibly going from $24 to $25 an ounce. Well, now silver is almost $27 an ounce. It is presently only 5 cents from that. So you can just do the math here. Silver is just going through the roof. But I'm holding down the Walking Liberty half at $11.77. I will raise those prices on Monday. Your procrastination, if you don't move, is going to cost you more money. You might as well get involved with the gold and silver now. Franks currently right now are at $304. You get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster, which that's Bob Chapman's newsletter, who will be up here just shortly. I would listen to him. Anybody would be out of their mind not to get that.
And
newsletter.
Ted, just to add to this, to explain this new special, you've got three silver dollars that are trading everywhere for about $29 to $30 a piece. Three of those for $87 with three of my films, Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Endgame, my three best sellers. On top of that, a $60 value for free. And then you add free shipping around a $10 value. We're talking right up at $160 value for $87. You are losing money, Ted, on this deal. And it's not going to last forever. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. They've got great deals on gold francs, gold British sovereigns. But you've got to tell them it's the radio special to get the lower prices. The higher regular price is already extremely competitive, excellent price. These radio deals are off the charts good. And you heard the silver half dollars, the lowest you can find them anywhere I've seen, are going up on Monday. So the brokers will be there throughout the weekend. Up until late at night, you can call. But I wouldn't wait. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237 or MidasResources.com. Thank you, Ted.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.